Hey, it's Stephen J. Kuzmina. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time of day it may be when you decided to hit that play button. And I am so glad you did for another entry in my series on prosperity talks. Just sitting with the idea of prosperity and abundance in our lives and moving through 17 days of making a shift in our consciousness. A shift to the abundance that is available to us, the abundance that's there, and the benevolence of the universe that is always giving, always flowing under grace and perfect ways, that prosperity into our lives. Today we're going to talk a little bit about believing, having that faith. You know, we draw from the invisible. We draw from the world or the realm of non-form all that we would mold and shape into our life experience. Our wishes, hopes, dreams, desires, and intentions are all available to us. You know, if we look at it this way, that everything that was created twice. First in the mind, as an idea, or an object, a thought, dream, and then moved from that ether, that spiritual substance, that world of non-form, into form. It all starts with our thoughts. On the palette in our mind, where we paint that picture of everything that we want to move into our field of experience. Yesterday we talked a little bit through the process of affirmations about what we believe in and what we're holding is true, and how sometimes that monkey chatter will contradict whatever we're trying to do when we hold a new thought in our mind by affirming it. Seems we always have that monkey chatter saying, no, you're not, fighting against us, saying, uh-uh. So we talked about yesterday was resonating with the words first, moving our frequency, moving our vibration by saying words that have a positive frequency, a positive vibration, a positive tone and meaning in our lives, words like prosperity, abundance, health, love, joy. Just saying the words, shifting and moving our frequency, moving ourselves up the dial. And we're going to do more of that today towards the latter part of this call. But let's talk a little bit more about that believability by drawing on that invisible realm of non-form and all the abundance that's available to us. Sometimes we just don't believe that we live in an abundant universe. You know, I heard somewhere that we only see with our physical eyes about 1/5 billionth of what there is to see. I did a little bit of looking around and surfing last night on the web and was just astonished to see the so much more that there is to see just in the universe. When we look at that night sky from, well, that real dark place, uninterrupted by the lights of the city, and we see what appears to be billions of stars in that dark night sky, we are seeing such a minute fraction of what there is to see. And it's like that with our abundance, just because we can't see it. Just because we can't see our dream, our intention, our desire, our wish, our prosperity, doesn't mean it's not there. I did a talk last year on a chapter in a book that was really resonating with me, and it talked about how we're guided, how we receive messages, how we receive intuition, how we receive inspiration. And one of the things it said was, You know, pay attention. Pay attention to that bumper sticker on the next car, perhaps, or the song that comes on the radio over and over again, or that number that shows up on the clock, or that book that falls off the shelf and opens to a certain page. After doing that talk, I moved to that process a little bit, opening a book and just opening to a page and seeing what was in there and using that as inspiration for a talk, as if spoken to by the divine that says, start here. So to illustrate how we can draw from the world of non-form, from the invisible spiritual substance, from the ethers, I'm modeling and demonstrating that here. Other than thinking about maybe what direction I might want to go in and picking out a few things that I may read today, I have no other thoughts or preparation for where this is going to go. I'm drawing on divine inspiration and wisdom and guidance to move me in the direction of what hopefully will nourish you spiritually on the subject of prosperity and abundance in your life. So right there, we can ask, where do those ideas, where does that thought, where does that wisdom, where does that inspiration come from? From the world of sense consciousness, you can say, well, it comes from your mind, it comes from your thoughts. Yeah, it does. Where does that come from? Let's move up a little bit higher. That's what this is all about. Making the shift in our consciousness to a new vantage point, a new vista. A place where we can see more. This is about raising our frequency and our vibration. In my previous entry, I talked about how so often when we affirm, our focus is really shifting to the lack of what we're affirming. When we make that shift in our vibration and our frequency, we're moving ourselves to being a person of increase and a cheerful giver and a person that is participating with these laws of givingness that the universe is. These laws that say, yes, there is more than enough. There is always more than enough. Draw from it at will. Participate with the circulation that is your blank check. Participate with the circulation. How do we do that? We become a person of increase. But our first step is to believe, to have that faith. One of the books that I opened to was a book by Pam Grout called E Squared. She talks about this believability a little bit. She says, if you read The Secret or been in metaphysical spiritual circles for any time at all, you already know your thoughts create your reality. That there's a power in the universe that can heal. And that you and you alone design your own life. Unfortunately, there's still this teeny little problem. This one itty-bitty catch, she says. You don't really believe it. Not fully. Ah, you know, it's that invisible. It's believing in what we don't see. You know, this goes way back. 2,000 years ago, Jesus told us, you'll receive it when you believe it. It's having that faith. Just a little bit of faith is going to move you to that place where you see the abundance all around you. And we draw on this invisible world of non-form, where everything already is. Pam goes on to say, quantum physics defines the field as invisible moving forces that influence the physical realm, that field of infinite potentiality, infinite potential in all possibilities. You know, 80 years ago, Charles Fillmore wrote the book Prosperity and was talking about this, and I just illustrated that Jesus over 2,000 years ago was talking about this invisible realm, about believing it, and then we'll see it. Wayne Dyer wrote a book, Real Magic, and he wrote another book called You'll See It When You Believe It. Charles Fillmore says, God is substance, not matter, because matter is formed, while God is the formless. God's substance lies back of matter and form. It is the basis of all form, yet does not enter into any form as a finality. Substance cannot be seen, touched, tasted, or smelled, yet it is more substantial than matter, for it is the only substantiality in the universe. Its nature is to substand or stand under or behind matter as its support and only reality. And it's infinite. And it's where our potential and all possibility lies, and it's where our field of dreams has its genesis. In the book Lessons in Truth, Emily Cady says, you could not even have the desire if it were not already yours in that invisible world of non-form. She said the desire itself is the thing itself in its incipiency, in its beginning, in its genesis, already making its way to you. So let's accept abundance first. Let's look at the grains of sand on the beach. Let's go. Let's close our eyes right now and go to the beach. And let's just feel that power. Feel that flow of that wave, that ocean, moving towards you in a constant circulation, whether it's stormy and blustery out and the waves are big, or whether it's a peaceful day and there's just a gentle lapping at the shore. There's this ceaseless giving and receiving in nature that we can witness. First of all, let's notice the abundance of the grains of sand on the beach and start to accept that abundance. Let's just separate the money in our wallet, the cushion in our checkbook, the change in our pocket for a time being, and just look at abundance in general, because we do live in an abundant universe. But let's look at those waves moving towards us. You know, that's one of the reasons why I call my for-profit business called Success Ocean and my ministry is called Unity Prosperity Ocean. Because to me, the ocean represents, in the physical world where we have to see something, this humanness that needs to see it to believe it, we see that magnitude of that ocean. We stand there in awe of the majesty of creation. But we can witness that movement of those waves ceaselessly flowing to us. And we can participate in this law of circulation by letting go of our sense consciousness that tells us with that monkey chatter, no it isn't, no it isn't, no it isn't. Release that. Move into the power of the divine that guides you and says, yes, I want to give through grace. Lift your cup and accept all that I have to give. Stand there on that shoreline and try to stop the waves from moving onto the shore. It is so with the abundance, with the divine givingness and benevolence of the universe. You can't stop that flow. Just like you can't stop that ocean wave from crashing on the beach, or the gentle lapping on the shore, always moving, always circulating, always flowing, ceaselessly, perpetually. And so is your flow of abundance. Sure, there's blocks that we will work on. We will move out of the way. We'll do some forgiveness work. We'll practice thanksgiving and gratitude. But we want it today. Notice that abundance. Notice the leaves on the tree, the grass, the blue, the water, the oceans. Notice abundance everywhere around you. And draw from that. Draw from that feeling tone of abundance all the time. Move our attention to how much there is. Let that be a wellspring inside of you that you draw from, perhaps as the energy of joy and happiness. and participate with this ceaseless flow, this perpetual flow, by being a person of increase to everyone you encounter. Now, being a person of increase doesn't mean that everybody you come in contact with, you have to open the wallet or the person start giving money to them. What about your time, talent, and treasure? What about your smile? What about the words that you speak? Be a person of increase by coming from that place of love that is your essence and your center. And begin to change your frequency. Let's change our frequency right now and wrap up this session by moving into the vibration of joy and happiness and saying, yeah, I give of my joy. I give with my smile. Yeah. I'm changing right now. I'm going to move into my day and say, don't worry, be happy. Here I am, world. Here I am, life. There's abundance all around me. And right now, today, yes, yes, I say yes. I am open to receive. I am open to give. I am open to participate with this divine law. I am open to participate with this benevolence that I am experiencing. I am open to receive the goodness and the fullness of God in my life. I stand in a ceaseless and perpetual flow of grace, and I give away my smiles. I give away my hugs. I give away my friendly words. I raise my frequency and my vibration right here and right now, and I walk in a state of joy. And in that way, I touch everyone that I encounter, and I move to a new vibration that says yes to life, that says yes to receiving, that says yes, I am a cheerful giver. It feels good. It feels wonderful. And I am in the flow, and I am participating with the law, and I am receiving dividends. But I don't do it for that reason. I do it because it feels good. And I'm making that shift. I'm making that shift now to move everything, every wish, hope, intention, and desire into my world of form, just by being a person of increase and shifting my frequency. Yeah, it feels good. Yes, I say yes, and I say, don't worry, be happy. This is Stephen J. Kuzmina. I love you.